Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's KSRN's Anthony Moore.
Russian aggression has been ramping up in the Arctic lately, and Alaska Senator Dan Sullivan is asking the Navy to help do something about it. He recently asked Navy Secretary Kenneth Braithwaite and Navy Admiral Michael Gilday what the U.S. Navy is doing to help deter Russian aggression in the Arctic.
The Russian exercise that I mentioned, it did catch our fishing fleet by surprise. I know that there's been an after action, but, you know, our fishing fleet was ordered out of the EEZ, which, of course, is our EEZ where they fish. Shouldn't be ordered out of that. By Russians, but they were buzzed, they were harassed. What are we doing in terms of an after action to make sure that that doesn't happen again? That do you have any follow-up on the president's memorandum on icebreakers and home porting those in different parts of the Arctic?
Well, again, as I mentioned, the USS John McCain was just recently in the Arctic to ensure freedom of navigation, and I would invite the Chief of Naval Operations to go into a little more detail. Some of it, of course, is classified, as you and I have discussed, and the CNO and I would be happy to talk with you privately at any time that would be convenient to you, Mr. Chairman. You and I agree we need to build icebreakers. We can't build them as quickly as we need them. Today, the Coast Guard maintains two icebreakers, and that's all that we have.
And one is broken.
Yes, sir. One is broken. So we do need icebreakers, and the Navy recognizes it's not a mission that is central to the United States Navy, but it's one that we rely on the Coast Guard to provide. And in this instance, per the executive order, we are looking in ways to procure those.
Back in August, Russian military operations inside the U.S. economic zone off the coast of Alaska were the latest in a series of escalated encounters across the North Pacific and the Arctic, where the retreat of polar ice continues to draw new commercial and military traffic. Governor Dunleavy's Director of Communications and Community Outreach faces backlash over comments he made ahead of Anchorage's decision to go into a modified hunker down. On his personal Facebook page, Dave Steeren told friends and family to go to their favorite bar and party like it's New Year's Eve. Steeren addressed those comments yesterday on KSRM.
I have consistently encouraged people to support local businesses during this extremely difficult time. I did so before the many of these businesses were to be shut down on December 1, and people took that encouragement as me somehow saying, don't follow the rules, don't wear a mask, don't blah, 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 blah. I have 10 plus months of consistently taking that position, and so then the next question was, does my off-time position reflect that of the governor? So the third question that's come up is, okay, you were probably sloppy with your post, and I'll admit that. It was probably sloppily written. You don't speak for the governor. Why did you flee from social media? And this is what is so frightening right now. When this started, I began to receive messages, thinly veiled threats. Nobody's parents who monitor on Facebook need to be exposed to that.
Those comments on social media come as city leaders in Anchorage took drastic steps to close indoor service at bars and restaurants for the month. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.